Good afternoon and welcome back to the Tuesday Afternoon Show. I am delighted to have Brian Dewan and Jill Sutton. I said Scott.
Great Scott.
Great Scott. I'm losing my mind right in front of us. My apologies. Jill Sutton, great to have you. Many of you know, Jill did the Tuesday Afternoon Show for quite a while. It's wonderful to have you back in front of a mic.
Yeah, thanks.
Great.
I'm here Sundays too.
Oh, yes, that's
right.
You do Sundays too. Mm-hmm. Well, it's nice to see you on a Tuesday.
Thanks, man.
Brian, thank you for coming in.
Hey there.
So you've got some songs for us and a poem, is that right?
I have some poems and a song.
Okay, what would you like to do first?
How's about some poems?
Some poems, all right.
Okay. This is called The Reason. They built a tower and said, "What's it good for?" And decided it was for sighting distant fires and putting them out. They built a dome and said, "What's it good for?" And made an ecclesiastical structure out of it, and later, a government building. They built the tallest building in the world and said, "What's it good for?" And rented it out for office space. But the reason they made them was because they wanted to have a tower, a dome, and the tallest building in the world.
Original poem by Brian Dewan during our fundraising drive. Thank you, Brian. We have, is it another poem or a song?
Well, this is a poem.
Good, okay.
I think it makes a poem different than a song is that a poem doesn't need any music.
Thank you for the clarification. I've often wondered that. So this one is called?
This is called That Sign. Mm-hmm. If you lived here, you'd be home now. What's that supposed to mean? What? That sign. What sign? That one. If you'd lived here, you'd be home now. I guess it means if you lived in that building, then it would be your home. Yeah, if you lived anywhere, it would be your home if you lived there. Yeah, I guess. Then how come they have to have a sign telling you? Because they want you to look at that place and think about it as being your home. Why do they want to do that? Because they want people to live there. Why would you want to live in a place like that? You could if you wanted to. But why would you want to? I don't. Yeah, but why do they want you to live there? They don't care if I live there. Well, they put up a sign out there for everybody to read. Well, that's because so many people will go by in their cars and read it. And maybe a few people, out of lots and lots of people, will want to live there, and that's enough. Well, what do you care if you live there? What do they care if you live there? They want to make money. Make money? Yeah, they want people to get an apartment there, and they make money. Who's they? The people who own that building. But who'd want to live in that building? Well, the idea is that when you're sitting in a traffic jam, you look at that building and think about how you could just go into that parking lot, and then you'd be home already instead of sitting in a traffic jam. Oh, so that's it. So you'll read it while you're sitting in traffic. Yeah. Well, not when you're whizzing by too fast to read anything. Well, there's more time to look at it when you're just sitting. And more time to think about it. Yeah. More time to think about living in a building that's right next to a traffic jam all the time. Yeah, but you'd be home. Yeah, home where you have to be in a traffic jam all the time, except you're not in a car. But if you were home, you'd be used to it by now. Well, I wouldn't want to live there. How about that little shed on the bridge? It's only big enough for one person to move around. What if that was your home? It's little, but I'd like it better than that other place. It would be really too little to live in. Yeah, but it's nicer.
The genius of Brian Dewan. I don't know why, but that makes me not want to move ever. I guess I don't understand that, but it's true. So let's do a quick break and remind you that you're listening to the Tuesday Afternoon Show on WGXC. And this is the middle of our summer pledge drive. Radio's in motion. If you would like to make a donation to keep incredibly interesting complex and mildly academically profound poems on the air like the ones you just heard, please call 518-697-7400 or make a donation online at wgxc.org/donate. Brian, do you have a song for us?
Sure.
Can we? And it is called?
It's called Merrily Sing.
Thank you. Jill is going to do harmony, right?
Sing, the chorus now we raise, crowning the night with music's grandest lays. Music will bless and brighten all our days. Merrily sing, merrily, merrily sing. Music is a golden treasure, beauty dwells in every sound. Is found in every measure, let its treasures now abound. Then sing our happy evening song, gently now the joyful notes prolong, heartily join our cheerful happy throng. Merrily sing, merrily, merrily sing.
How wonderful. So who's the composer?
That was by Charles H. Gabriel, and that was written in the 1880s.
1880s, for the accordion, no doubt.
Oh, I think it was written for a bunch of people to sing. It was for four-part singing. It was for community singing.
Community singing on community radio. What a perfect segue.
Community singing before there was community radio. Now we've got the community radio to disperse the community singing.
I see. So Brian has done, you've done a lot of tapes that pitch WGXE that are quite brilliant. Tell me personally why community radio is important to you.
Well, of course, it's entirely different from all the rest of the radio, if for no other reason that it's radio from the bottom up rather than from the top down. So rather than obeying the commands of commercial and corporate radio and its priorities, which is to make as much money as possible and to dupe the populace, community radio is a bunch of people from around here who get on the radio and do their own thing and don't have to answer to anybody other than the basic protocols of decency.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, it's wonderful to have you. Now that we've mentioned the word decent and decency, Jill, tell us about community radio for you. What's special about WGXE for you?
Well, this particular station, I walked in, you know, when we were in the community center, I wasn't part of it yet.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, hey, you want to be on the radio? Can I sit in this once? And then the next week, you know, I really liked, it was Tom Rowe that said that,
uh-huh,
too.
Uh-huh.
So that kind of...
Tom is one of the co-founders of Way Farm and WGXE. Yes, good.
Yeah, and I liked that feeling of community and openness.
And accessibility.
And I like that anybody has a voice on here. And, you know, if you like it or you don't like it, you know, I like to say donate, but I like the fact, I like to think donate because we have the right to do this. You know,
yes.
It's our, you know, free speech.
It's a right and a privilege.
Nobody
right?
really telling us, you know, what we, you know, can. And like you said, decency. After around 10:30 at night, it gets a little touchy.
Fair warning for late night listeners. You're listening to the Tuesday afternoon program. I'm your host, Robert Tomlinson. We have in the studio with us Jill Sutton and Brian Dewan. Thank you both for being here. It's been such a great pleasure to have you.
Pleasure.